Talking? Oh. Tim again scanned the foliage but saw nothing. Certainly nothing as big as a tyrannosaur. He began to wonder if the tyrannosaurs came out at night. Were they nocturnal animals? Tim wasn't sure if he had ever read that. He had the feeling the tyrannosaurs were all-weather, day or night animals. The time of day didn't matter to a tyrannosaur. The rain continued to pour. "Hell of a rain," Ed Regis said. "It's really coming down." Lex said, "I'm hungry." "I know that, Lex," Regis said, "but we're stuck here, sweetie. The cars run on electricity and buried cables in the road."
"Stuck for how long?"
"Until they fix the electricity." Listening to the sound of the rain, Tim felt himself growing sleepy. He yawned and turned to look at the palm trees on the left side of the road and was startled by a sudden thump as the ground shook. He swung back just in time to catch a glimpse of a dark shape as it swiftly crossed the road between the two cars.
"Jesus!"
"What was it?"
"It was huge. It was as big as the car."
"Tim, are you there?" He picked up the radio.
"Yes, I'm here."
"Did you see it, Tim?"
"No," Tim said. "I missed it."
"What the hell was it?" Malcolm said. "Are you wearing the night vision goggles, Tim?"
"Yes, I'll watch," Tim said.
"Was it the tyrannosaur?" Ed Regis asked.
"I don't think so. It was in the road."
"But you didn't see it," Ed Regis said.
"No."
Tim felt bad that he had missed seeing the animal, whatever it was. There was a sudden white crack of lightning, and his night goggles flared bright green. He blinked his eyes and started counting. 1 1,000, 2 1,000. The thunder crashed, deafeningly loud and very close. Lex began to cry.
"Oh, no!"
"Take it easy, honey," Ed Regis said. "It's just lightning." Tim scanned the side of the road. The rain was coming down hard now, shaking the leaves with hammering drops. It made everything move. Everything seemed alive. He scanned the leaves. He stopped. There was something beyond the leaves. Tim looked up higher. Behind the foliage, beyond the fence, he saw a thick body with a pebbled, grainy surface like the bark of a tree. But it wasn't a tree. He continued to look higher, sweeping the goggles upward. He saw the huge head of the Tyrannosaurus just standing there, looking over the fence at the two Land Cruisers. The lightning flashed again, and the big animal rolled its head and bellowed in the glaring light. Then darkness and silence again, and the pounding rain. "Tim?"
"Yes, Dr. Grant?"
"You see what it is?"
"Yes, Dr. Grant."
Tim had the sense that Dr. Grant was trying to talk in a way that wouldn't upset his sister. "What's going on right now?"
"Nothing," Tim said, watching the Tyrannosaur through his night goggles. "Just standing on the other side of the fence."
"I can't see much from here, Tim."
"I can see fine, Dr. Grant. It's just standing there."
"Okay." Lex continued to cry, snuffling. There was another pause. Tim watched the Tyrannosaur. The head was huge. The animal looked from one vehicle to another, then back again. It seemed to stare right at Tim. In the goggles, the eyes glowed bright green. Tim felt a chill, but then as he looked down the animal's body, moving down from the massive head and jaws, he saw the smaller, muscular forelimb. It waved in the air, and then it gripped the fence.
"Jesus Christ!" Ed Regis said, staring out the window.
The greatest predator the world has ever known, the most fearsome...